Now available on paperback and in ebook, the sweet, hilarious romantic comedy, The 12 Days of Christmas, by USA Today bestselling and award-winning author K.L. Brady. With the Christmas Day breakup 1 year behind her, Gabby Garrett is falling for a new guy. The problem is they've only met by text and an occasional phone call. She knows three things about him. His name is Dave. He's moving to her home city in Washington, D.C., and he might be the man of her dreams. But he's got three big secrets that may keep them apart. Their plan to spend Christmas together is a comedy of errors when Murphy's Law intervenes and prevents them from reaching their first face-to-face meeting. They've lost each other forever, or have they? Gabby vows to find Dave by Christmas Day, and it will take her 8 days and 12 days to find him. Rediscover all the joy and wonder of the holidays when you pick up this heartwarming story today. Find out more by visiting klbradyauthor.com or pick up your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, or Apple Books. And now, it's time for Chicks on Christmas Flicks. Welcome back, Christmas Flixers. It's episode 2 of Chicks on Christmas Flicks, where we can never have too many Christmas movies. We can only have not enough Christmas movies. If you want to know where that comes from, you're going to have to check out the previous episode. I'm KL Brady, the solo chick for now. One of my co-workers who convinced me to do this is actually going to be joining me later in the year. Once the Christmas season kicks off, whether she wants to or not, our work is incredibly insane right now. Our schedules are so hectic, and I'm making time to do this podcast because one, I don't sleep, and two, I don't sleep. So later in the year, she's going to join us. But until then, you get one chick, okay? So in the last episode, I kicked off the podcast with Christmas in July and my top 10 list of Christmas movies from movies that originated from the Hallmark Channel, okay? So now some of those movies have shifted over to Hallmark Movies and Mysteries now, but I talked about them in that one list because they originated on the Hallmark Channel, even though they've been pushed over to Hallmark Movies and Mysteries and then Hallmark Drama. In this episode, I'm gonna give you my top 10 favorite movie list of movies that have originated on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel. Now, we know that these are the more dramatic movies, the ones with the more tearjerker kind of heartstring pulling stories, right? And we know that I love comedy and romantic comedy. But I'll tell you, sometimes you've got to empty the tear ducts. Sometimes you got to get the dust out. Sometimes you really need to be kind of, you know, weepy McWeeperson, right? You've got to have it. You've got to have that in your life. It's a balance with the comedy and the laughing, right? So that's why I really love movies, some of the movies on this channel. Now, these are not necessarily movies. Well, the ones on my list are movies that I would watch a million times if I watch them once. The movies I tend to be able to watch multiple times are the ones that are going to be a good balance between funny and tearjerker, and so that you can watch them over and over again without like getting depressed and needing a trough of Ben and Jerry's, right? So I'm going to get to my list in a couple seconds, but I first have some really good news to share. First of all, so the Christmas in July schedule. I thought the movies were just going to run a few hours a day on the weekdays, like the three movies on the weekday for Hallmark's Movies and Mysteries. They have movies running from 5 to 9. And I thought that was going to be all we were going to get, except for maybe some movies on the weekend. But it turns out, I just heard this week, that the plan is to do 24/7 movies on the weekend, at least on the Hallmark Channel, starting the 10th. And then from what I can see on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, movies, Christmas movies beginning July 4th are going to start running from 5 a.m. in the morning until, you know, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, right? So pretty much all day Christmas movies. And I will be asleep for those times that they're not running. So what do I care, right? So this all goes to say that I'll be locked in and watching Christmas movies until August. I'm just saying. Please don't judge me. And of course, if you're listening to this podcast, you're not judging because you're watching with me, okay? Also, good news. The Keepsake Collection. So, you know, again, I watch movies from across the spectrum, but there is something special about Hallmark because they do have, like, the Hallmark stores with the Hallmark ornaments and keepsakes collections that other channels do not have. So that's kind of like a bonus for in addition to the Christmas movies, right? So the Keepsake Collection will be in stores on July 11th. I don't know what's in those collections, but there's almost always a Peanuts / Snoopy ornament. So on July 11th, I will announce on the next show which ornaments that came out and what I'm getting. And keep in mind that I will pretty much be talking about anything Peanuts or Snoopy related, because that's really all I care about. Okay? All right. So, as you can remember, I'm a romance writer, so I tend to think of the movie plots in terms of the tropes, right? The kind of romance cliches that we all love to see over and over and over again, no matter how many times we see them. So that's kind of how I discuss Christmas movies for people who are new to this podcast. I have to tell you, this list was really, 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 really hard. It's hard for me to pick 10 movies because there's probably about 20 that I really super love. So like combining that love of like 20 or so movies to this list of 10 was truly difficult. So with that said, you're going to hear 10 movies. Just know that there's more that I love, right? But I'm trying to keep this to 10 so that the podcast is not too long. Okay. So, and I'll get to talk about those in other episodes. With that said, I'm so excited. Let's get moving. Top 10 countdown, Hallmark Mysteries and Movies, my number 10 movies, and my top 10 slot is The Bridge 1 and 2. Okay, so first of all, The Bridge 1 and 2 is based on a book, which we know, I always love the books. This one I have not read, but it is definitely on my list to watch this Christmas, to read this Christmas season. So this movie stars Wyatt Nash and Katie Finley and Faith Ford. I love Faith Ford, right? So she's probably my favorite character on this movie. I love her from Trading Christmas. This is one of my all-time favorites, period, bar none movies, right? But anyway, so in this movie, we have Molly and Ryan. Okay, so they're college students, right? And Molly's kind of the rich girl. Well, let me back up. Let me say this again. So I have to tell this to my son all the time. I have money. You're broke, right? You have no money. I'm the one who goes to work every day. I have money. You have no money. So in this movie, Molly's comes from a wealthy family. She is not herself rich. She comes from a wealthy family. And she has this overbearing dad who wants to control her life and wants to control her love choices. And then she goes to school. She meets this kind of middle class guy who wants to be a singer, an artist, right? So we know the way of the artist, broke, basically. And the father probably sees this. So the dad does some underhanded stuff to keep them apart, basically. And so it's kind of this, definitely, I would say this is a soulmate movie. Definitely, I would say it's probably a friends to lover movie, right? Because they kind of start out as friends in their movie, and their relationship kind of progresses into this love, but it is ultimately torn apart by dad. And the question is, can they get it back together? So there are so many things to like tear up about in this movie. The performances were really great. The heart-wrenching moments in the movie, and definitely a tearjerker, okay? So grab a tissue. This is probably, I'd say, out of a 5-tissue movie, this is probably like 1 tissue, okay? 1 or 2. It's definitely one to watch. It's definitely one that you want to program, and you'll probably watch every time it comes on. That's it for me. Every time I see The Bridge 1 and 2, I always watch them. Okay. It's kind of why they make the list. If it's a repeat watch for me, it tends to be on my top 10 list. Okay. In the number 9 slot is Hearts of Christmas. Now this one stars Christopher Palaha. You probably know him from The Dater's Handbook and Mystery 101, right? I love them. I love him on both. Really, he's kind of one of my hunks, right? He's one of my holiday hunks and my Hallmark hunks. I know he's married and he's got kids and all that kind of stuff, which I was really disappointed to hear. But okay, fine. You're happily married. He's adorable, though. Okay, great to look at. And then he stars in this movie with Emily Ullerup. I hope I do not butcher her name too much. But I love her too. She did this movie with the guy from the 12 Gifts of Christmas. I can't remember. I think it's like With Love Christmas or something like that. Another good movie. But anyway, so that's where I love those two characters from. Anyway, this is kind of a workplace romance. Also an enemies to love story, right? So what happens? They work in this hospital. And he comes in as an administrator who has to ruthlessly cut jobs. And one of the jobs he has to cut is the supervisor of Emily, right? So her favorite supervisor, the one who's taught her everything she knows, her job gets cut. She's forced to retire early. And of course, Emily's not happy about it at all. So then we have this conflict between them because she feels like he's heartless and he feels like she's not like living in reality. And the fact is, you know, budgets are getting cut. When budgets get cut, people gotta go. Okay. So there's this balance. But in this kind of working together, they kind of learn more about each other. He kind of learns the value of hospital work. She learns kind of not to be so judgy. And in the end, there's a big twist. Okay. So what's going to have you crying is the end. And that twist at the very end of the movie. So you have to watch this movie for the twist. Okay? This is definitely a must-watch movie. You cannot miss it. I don't know when this is actually coming on because I did not see it in my Verizon Fios menu, right? So it may be coming on not this weekend, but the following weekend, the weekend of the 10th or 11th. I hope it's on that weekend. So if it is, try to catch it. But this is definitely a must watch. When this came on, I thought this was a pilot for like a new series about the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit. Like that's the way it kind of, the cinematography was. I thought it was like a new show. And so I was kind of disappointed when I didn't find out it was just a movie and not a series. It should be a series. They really should make a series out of this one. It would be great. But anyway, definitely one to watch. On to number 8. In my number 8 slot is A God Wink Christmas, Meant to Love. Okay, so this is the second God Wink movie. And this is definitely more kind of a soulmate movie, a destiny story for sure. And that's because of kind of what the story is centered on. So it stars Cindy Busby and Ben Hollingsworth, and then Kathy Lee. First of all, I love Kathy Lee in this story. Something about her voice, right? She has this very motherly, soothing voice. And so she's perfect in this role as Cindy's mom in this movie, right? And the other God Wink Christmas, which she also plays. So I'm thinking that she's probably going to be like the mother, aunt, or woman figure in the series, if there are more. But so in the other one, she plays the aunt, but in this one, she plays the mother. She's great in this. I love it. So it's for me, it was worth it kind of to see her, getting her shine on, right? So then for Cindy, right, I'm kind of on the short list, probably on a short list of people that didn't really like her in Unleashing Mr. Darcy, right? I'm kind of a Jane Austen snob. So when it came to that movie, I wasn't really in love with it or in love with her for that reason. Sorry. But I'll tell you what. I did love her in Christmas Cupcakes on Up TV. You must watch that movie. You must watch her in that movie. It is a very unique premise. I will be talking about kind of the unique premise movies in a future episode, right? But so that was very unique. She was perfect in that movie. Perfect, perfect, perfect. So if you haven't seen it, you must watch. And Ben, of course, I love him because he's so adorable. And I just want to pinch his cheeks. I really do. I just want to walk up to him and I want to pinch his cheeks. And I want to figure out like why he doesn't age. He doesn't age at all. What's up with that? I mean, come on. So, but I loved him in Lucky in Love, right? It's just another Hallmark movie that's a romantic comedy. So I loved him in that movie. So anyway, the God Wink series of movies is based on a book series, right? And there's a God Wink for like everyday kind of stuff. And then there's a God Wink for Christmas movies. So I think all the stories in that, I have not read it, but I think all the Christmas stories are in that one volume for Christmas. So please go check it out. The link is in my show notes. But anyway, the books are by Squire Rushness, I think that's his name, and Louise Duart. Okay. And so the concept is that basically God kind of speaks to us in signs, right? He kind of pushes you. If you follow the signs, or if you look for the signs, you can kind of see the direction that he's moving in your life. And that when God is in control, right, there are no coincidences. I truly believe this. I believe in both. I believe in signs. And I believe that God talks to us in signs. And I also believe that there are no coincidences. If you're listening, right? If you're listening, there are no coincidences. And if you move out of the line that you're supposed to be in, that listening to those whispers, those God winks, looking for those God winks will get you back in alignment with whatever your destiny is supposed to be. I truly believe that, right? Anyway, so in this movie, love happens when he has this, when this couple is destined to be together, and it really shows that nothing can keep you apart. So through this basically Christmas twist, this couple meets, and as soon as they start falling for one another, of course something goes wrong, right? She finds out some really distressing news that threatens to tear them apart forever. I mean, but tearjerker city. I cried. Honestly, I didn't have high hopes for this because I loved the first God Wink movie so much, and I thought they just cannot repeat that experience in a second movie. They just can't do it, and they did it. And they did it up. I love this movie. So I'm going to leave it there. I don't want to like give a whole lot away for people who haven't seen it. I will just say, watch it. Watch it, watch it, watch it. If you don't cry, you have no soul. Okay. All right. In my number 7 slot, Christmas Everlasting. This is a Hallmark Hall of Fame original. It's going to be showing on July 7th. And so this kind of has a mix of storylines, but the romance in it is really kind of lovers to enemy, right? It's kind of a lovers to enemy slash soulmate. The movie stars Tatiana Ali. So a lot of us, you know, most of us probably know her from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Dondre Whitfield, he's from The Cosby Show. He was Vanessa's boyfriend in The Cosby Show. Cute, he was adorable then, he's still adorable. Patti LaBelle, singing powerhouse. I mean, if you don't know, you're pretty much living under a rock if you don't know who she is. And then the guy from the the Allstate commercials, right? The guy who sells the Allstate policies, Dennis Haysbert. He has probably one of the most famous voices like on TV commercials. And so he is in this movie. I love the whole cast. It's a very diverse cast. It's a very diverse movie. But what I really love about this, and one of the things that made it so hard to turn the channel from this, because even I was hesitant to look at it because I was like, please don't let it be bad. I just want it to be good. But the story is so awesome. It's like this Christmas romance. There's a couple of mysteries in the movie. And then you kind of have this romance that kind of underlies the whole thing. So in this movie, Lucy, who is Tatiana, her sister passes away. And you can tell she feels guilty, super guilty about something. That's part of the mystery. Anyway, so she's got to go home for the reading of the will. And guess who's the executor and the lawyer for the will? Her ex-boyfriend from high school, her first love, right? Of course. And so here's the thing. So she's kind of stuck in town because the sister's will says that she's got to stay there. You know, she's got to stay in town. I think it's for 30 days. She's got to stay in town. In order to take the house that she's been given. Otherwise, they're just going to put it up for sale. So, of course, she's got to stay. But this kind of helps her come to terms with all the drama that's going on in her life, right? Around her sister's past, around her own past with her sister, and then her past with her first love and why things went awry. So, I would say this is definitely in one of my top three of my TV Christmas mystery movies. Definitely for mysteries. I promise you, if you sit down and you start watching it and you get 15 minutes in, you're not going to get up until hour two, until it's over. It's super good. Definitely worth watching. Definitely a few tearjerker moments in there. A huge twist towards the end of the movie. If you don't do anything else, you better watch until our 1 hour and 45 minutes in. You have to watch at least that much so that you can see the big twist. And it's a big one. That was an awesome story, awesome script. Okay? So definitely put that on your list. I promise you will agree. All right. Number 6 is Once Upon a Christmas Miracle. Okay, this one comes on June 30th, so it comes on this coming week. It's based on a true story. So I have to tell you, like I struggled with getting the nerve up to watch this one. When I hear based on a true story, I think sad, weepy, I'm going to cry. I mean, super cry, like 5 out of 5 tissue cry. So I was so hesitant to watch this movie. But turns out I was a little bit wrong. So this is definitely a friends to lover romance. 100%. The characters start out as friends and their relationship kind of progresses. It stars Amy Teagarden and Brett Dalton. I love Brett Dalton. He was just in Just My Type with Bethany Lenz. Loved him in that. Loved him in this. Like I said, refused to watch it for a while. The story centers around Heather, this girl who needs a transplant, right? And she's pretty much at the edge of death when they find a transplant match, right? And of course, it's Brad's character. And so, of course, they... I think it's for me, I thought it was unusual that they actually met, right? But they actually met one another, and this is based on a true story, so this had to happen, right? But they actually met one another, and they became friends before the surgery, right? And then they kind of stayed friends after the surgery. But there were a few twists and turns in this story that definitely make it worth watching. It's definitely not the weepy tearjerker story that I thought it was going to be. It's very uplifting. I walked away from this movie feeling super, super good, right? Very uplifted, very happy. So that's one of the reasons why it's on the list, because it was a shock that I felt so good about how it ended. But there are a couple of super tearjerker moments, okay? So you definitely need to watch this one. I would say one Kleenex, right? Just one tissue. It's a one tissue cry movie, if that. A few tears, but it's definitely worth the experience. All right. So now we're down. We're up to number 5. And we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back with the top 5 Christmas movies from Hallmark Movie and Mysteries. Okay? Stay with us. We'll be right back. What, Christmas flixers? Many of your favorite Christmas movies start out as books. The Nine Lives of Christmas, The Christmas List, A Very Vintage Christmas, all of which I've read, by the way. All of these movies and many more started out in the pages of heartwarming Christmas novels. And we've got the perfect place for you to find your next Christmas story, DiverseRomance.com. At DiverseRomance.com, you will find a wide selection of diverse and talented authors across the global spectrum, from Africa to America, from Asia to India. They're delivering tales centered on the joy of Christmas and the holidays, family, friends, love, pets, and maybe even your next book boyfriend. Check out some of my favorite authors: Brenda Jackson, Rochelle Ayers, L. Wright, Farrah Shawn, Candace Shaw. So don't just watch your favorite Christmas stories, read them. And welcome back to Chicks on Christmas Flicks. And it's time for my top 5 Hallmark Movies and Mysteries Christmas movies for Christmas in July. Let's get back to the list. In the number 5 slot, Christmas Homecoming. Now this one comes on July 4th, okay? And it's really very much a veterans kind of movie, okay? Very friends to lovers, right? It stars Julie Benz, and it stars Michael Shanks. Now, I think I'm probably biased when it comes to veterans movies, okay? Every male member of my family, I'm pretty sure, has served in the armed forces in every branch, including the U.S. Coast Guard, okay? I personally worked on the joint staff at the Pentagon during a war. And so I worked, you know, side by side, shoulder to shoulder with active members of the armed forces, okay? So these stories are very near and dear to my heart. I know I'm biased when it comes to veterans movies. However, this one is so super good. Okay. So Julie, she plays this widow, this army wife, right? Her husband passed away, and she's obviously been mourning his death for a long time, of course, right? And then he's this injured army captain, right, who moves in, something's wrong with his leg, and I'm guessing he can't move up and down the steps. So he rents an apartment out in the back of her house in a garage area. And he comes into the store, and he's mourning the loss of soldiers that died while he was on tour with them. And you know, he was probably their commanding officer. They don't really come out and say that, but you kind of get the feeling. And so then you've got these two aching souls coming together. Like I said, definitely a friends to lover, a storyline, but let me tell you, they really should change this title to Les Sables Bleus. Okay. You will cry. I cried through the whole freaking movie. I was so mad. And like, this is one of those movies I was like, I'm only watching this one time. And I ended up buying the movie. And I've since watched it like 5 times. And I cry every single time I watch it. It's terrible, right? It's crying throughout and it's crying in the end. I'm just letting you know, this is definitely a more 3 to 4 tissue movie, okay? Definitely, just brace yourself. But it is so worth the journey, honestly. And the ending was amazing. So this comes on July 4th, perfect day for it to come on, right? It's definitely a must watch. It's definitely one that you need to watch over and over and over again. Just make sure you keep the tissue handy, okay? In the number 4 slot is The Christmas Secret. Now, this one stars Bethany Lenz and John Reardon, okay? You probably know Bethany Lenz from like a bunch of movies. She's one of my favorite actresses on Hallmark, bar none. If she's in something, I am watching it. As a matter of fact, she's done a few movies for Lifetime, which I also adore, okay? Love her, love her. John Reardon, okay, so I know him from Love on the Sidelines, I think. I remember him from that. But where I think I first really got to know him was in this movie, The Christmas Secret. So this movie centers around this single mom, Christine, right? She's got two kids. She's got a bad ex. He's horrible. The ex, oh my God, I just want to punch him in the face, right? The ex is horrible, but anyway, she's broke. He won't pay child support. And she's got all these things coming against her. She's trying to get away from him. So she moves to this town. So her parents have passed away. And she moves to this town to kind of be closer. Something just tells her, you know, kind of a God wink. Another movie, but it's kind of the God wink talking, where where she kind of follows that and listens to that. And she ends up moving to this town where her father used to live. And she ends up kind of, I think, hoping to find a little Christmas magic with this move, but things just go really, really badly. But in the middle of all the things that are going badly, she meets this guy, Jason. Sort of. Okay? If you watch the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about. Okay? Anyway, he thinks it's kind of a mistaken identity thing where he thinks she's somebody she's not. And he's looking for her, but he can't. He found her, but he doesn't know he's found the one he's looking for kind of thing. So it's kind of awesome. And then there's kind of this enemies to lovers thing going on because there's like conflict between them almost immediately, at least from her part. So I love this movie because it's part romance, it's part mystery. And the mystery is really, like, we as the watchers of the movie, we kind of know what's going on. But the mystery is really with the characters. And so watching it, you're just trying to figure, when are you guys going to figure out what's going on? That's what really pulls you into the story and holds you in the story. Not that you don't know what's going on, but that they don't know what's going on and you're waiting for them to figure it out. And you're trying to figure out how are they going to figure this out. That's what I love about this movie. Okay? So this is definitely one that you're going to want to watch. And I will say the kicker for me is what happens to the ex at the end. Okay? If you have ex issues and you like to see bad things happen to bad exes, you're going to love this movie. Okay? Definitely one. Put on your list. You're going to watch it over and over again. About Bethany Lenz, I will say one more thing. Love her in everything. To me, my most favorite movie with her in it is called Snowed In. It's a Lifetime movie. If you have not seen that movie, oh my God, you need to go rent it. I think it's on Amazon Prime now. So you watch it in Christmas in July, or you buy it and you watch it during the Christmas season, starting in October. But that is a must-watch movie. It's like one of my favorite all-time, all-channels movies. I love that story. I love her in it. She's in it with Andrew Walker. And, of course, we know who Andrew Walker is. He's like he's like Mr. Hallmark. So definitely watch that movie. Okay? So that was number 4, which was The Christmas Secret. Oh, I also should add, The Christmas Secret is based on a book called The Christmas Secret by Donna Van Leer. Okay, I did see that actually. When you look at the opening credits, you'll see that it's based on a book. But I've not read that yet. So it's definitely on my list to read this season. I'm taking some time off. I'm taking a week off. And I'm just going to read all the stuff that I want to read. Okay, so that's coming up. Number 3. My number 3 favorite movie that you're going to see, I'm sure, in Christmas in July is Love Always, Santa. I love this movie. I have watched this movie a million times if I've watched it once. And it's good to me every single time that I watch it. Super, super wonderful script. Great acting. Like, it's like one of my favorites. Probably one of my top favorites among all channels. Definitely a friends to lover, kind of a pen pal-ish friends to lover kind of story, mistaken identity kind of story. It stars Marguerite Moreau and Mike Faola. I hope I'm not butchering his name. So Jake, Mike plays this guy named Jake, who's like a writer and he's playing Santa, basically. He's like answering Santa letters. And then Lily, who is Marguerite's daughter. This little girl, she's awesome. She is amazing. She's like really precocious little kid. She wants to be a writer. Anyway, she writes this letter to Santa that's like really sad about her dead dad. And he writes back this touching letter, and she gets the letter, but her mom reads the letter and is like, I can't believe you did that for my daughter. So then the mom writes the letter back, and then Santa gets that letter, and then they start writing back and forth. And they start to develop feelings, but then things happen, of course. Bad things. Kind of quirky things, bad things. lots of things happen that kind of get in the way of this kind of emerging relationship. So that's what you kind of got to watch that to see. But I will tell you, because, you know, there's this mourning for this lost husband / father. There's a lot of sadness. I don't know. This probably touches me. You know, my mother passed away. I want to say in 2012, right? So that's about 8 years now. Anytime there's a lost parent, I probably am biased towards that movie, and I will cry a little more than I normally would cry. But I will say, this is a super, super good movie. It's definitely a must watch. There's definitely kind of it's kind of a little mystery, but it's a mystery from the character's perspective. And the question is, when are the characters going to figure this out? So it will keep you on. But other than that, it's like a great romance. I love the romance. I love, it's funny. It's part funny. It's part romance. It's drama. It's tearjerker. It's kind of got a little bit of everything. So you definitely have to watch this movie. 100%. I love it. Okay. And my number two slot, okay, is A Godwink Christmas. Okay, so I've already talked about the Godwink movies, so we know how much I love them. This one comes on July 5th. I think they come on back to back. Like, I think A Godwink comes on first, and then A Godwink Meant to Love comes on right after it, right? Anyway, love this movie. I already talked about the Godwink thing. But it's kind of a friends to lovers movie. It's kind of a, you know, stuck together, stranded story. It's kind of a soulmate movie. I personally look at everything like if you're meant to be together and things are pushing you together, you're soulmate. So there's this woman, she works for this auction house. She loves antiques. She loves old things. Like, what better place could you go visit than Martha's Vineyard? Anyway, she's got this boyfriend, Daniel. This guy, whoever plays Daniel, I don't know his name, but he's really good at being a douche, okay? I'm just saying, he plays the best douches. perfect actor in those roles. he plays in one on UPTV. I can't remember the name of it right now. We're going to talk about that another, like the best douches in Christmas movies. Yeah, that show's coming. But anyway, so Daniel's kind of this power broker, lawyer type. Clearly, he's more focused on business and money than what she wants, being in love with her or whatever. But anyway, he proposes. And honestly, this is one of the funniest proposals I've ever seen, because literally you can almost see the word no, like, hanging off of her tongue. And you're leaning towards the TV like, she's going to say no. And she says yes. And you're like, why did you say yes? Everybody can see you didn't really want to say yes. But she says yes. She takes the ring and she feels horrible about it. So she goes to visit her aunt, Kathy Lee, and Martha's Vineyard. And then she meets, by a twist of fate, the Godwinks. She meets this guy, Gary, who owns this old inn. They get to know one another and things go from there. So what I will say is, you have to just watch this movie. It's so good. I love Kimberly Sutton stars in this one. Paul Campbell, I mean, they've starred in a bunch of stuff. Is it Kimberly or Karen? I can't remember. Anyway, I think it's Kimberly Sutton. But anyway, so she was in The Nine Lives of Christmas, which was my number one movie from the other one. I love that movie. So I love her in this one. And then Paul Campbell, I love him in so many different movies. He was in The Last Bridesmaid. He was in Surprise by Love. So I really loved him in those movies. He's definitely seems like a character. He kind of helps her find her Christmas spirit a little bit, and he helps her reconnect with the best part of herself. That's what I really loved about this movie. Like, I love movies where you can tell the characters are not their best selves apart, but together they're their best selves, right? So that's one reason why I super love that movie, okay? Definitely watch that. And in my number one slot is actually a tie, okay? Because I could not pick one or the other. They both had to be in my top 10. I kept trying to put stuff over them, but I just couldn't. I couldn't put them lower on the list because I couldn't figure out what to put lower. If anything, I might have moved up Godwink Christmas, but then I really couldn't. So the number one slot is Christmas with Holly and A Veteran's Christmas. That's the tie. Two different movies. Christmas with Holly is one. Veteran Christmas. They both star the same people. Okay, Sean Ferris and Eloise Mumford star in both of these movies. They are both I don't know if you've seen Eloise. She's awesome. Anything she's in, like if she cries, she's gonna make you cry. She kind of does that in one of these. Definitely tear yankers. And then, like, they really came hard because they came with the kids and the dogs. I mean, come on. Kids and dogs, of course you're gonna cry. Okay, so Christmas with Holly. I'll start with that first because that's kind of the older movie that I watch. I don't care how many times it comes on. It's when I program, I'll watch it a million times. So Holly is the little girl in this movie. Her mother passes away. Again, probably why I find it to be a tearjerker. But Josie Galena plays Holly in this movie. Now, I have to say, her performance is amazing. And it's for this reason. So her mother passes away and she quits talking. So literally for an hour and a half, this little girl stars in this movie and doesn't say a single word, but your emotions are completely tied to this little girl. Completely. I mean, her facial expression, I can't believe somebody so little put on such a good performance without speaking. It's rare. So for her performance alone, you know, it's awesome. But anyway, so Holly, again, she loses her mother, and the mother's youngest brother ends up taking guardianship over her. And of course, he had never planned on having to raise a daughter, so he doesn't have the instruction manual. He's probably not doing everything right. But he loves her dearly, and he tries to muddle through and does his best. Well, they end up going back to this island outside of Puget Sound or something, where he ends up moving in with his other two brothers, and it's Holly. So it's three uncles and a daughter, and they try to figure out life with Holly in this new situation without their sister. And is he going to be a good dad? Or was this a mistake? That kind of thing. Anyway, that's his story. And then he meets Maggie, she's moved to the island because of a breakup. I will leave how the breakup happened to the movie. But in the first scene, you know how that happens. It's horrible. I'll just say that. Kind of one of the worst things. One of the worst ways to have to break up. And anyway, so she moves to the island, and then this kind of relationship starts to develop between them. It's really, they connect over Holly, and that's kind of how it starts. And it's really a friends to lover kind of thing, but there's a lot of ins and outs and ups and downs and family stuff and relationship stuff and parent to child stuff. Definitely a movie worth loving, not just liking, loving, and one you will watch time and time again, every time it comes on, okay? Plus, I love Sean Ferris because he kind of reminds me of a young Tom Cruise, just saying, okay? Then we have The Veterans Christmas. Again, very biased towards this one because it is a veteran story, but it's a veteran story with a dog. I have a dog. My dog is Tiger. He's so adorable. The big lug. He's an English Mastiff, so he's like gigantic, but he is the sweetest. So anytime I see a dog story, then I'm pretty much snookered. But this one was actually really, really good. So the story centers around this, army, decorated veteran. I don't know. I think she's army. Anyway, she served in Afghanistan with this dog, and they got separated. He ended up having to stay, and she came home. And so, of course, she's been serving all since this dog was a puppy. I can't believe they separated him. But anyway, so they separated her from her dog, and of course, she's just pining for this dog, which is terrible. And she comes back into town. She's driving through this town. Her car breaks down. And she ends up staying with Joe, who is a judge. And then this kind of relationship starts developing between Joe and Grace. So, really kind of at the center of the story is a dog that we really don't see a whole lot during the story, but you can tell her heart is broken and she's lost the Christmas spirit, and she drives into this town, which is like Christmas spirit central, right? So she can't help but, you know, kind of get over her pain, or at least try, and get the Christmas spirit from this town. But so many things happen in this story. Again, it's really well layered, you know. You know, you've got relationship stuff, and you've got family stuff, and then you've got this, you know, missing the dog piece, and then you've kind of got the career issues, and just a bunch of layered stuff, but it's like perfectly woven together for a good story. Very, very, very complex, but very good, good story. So, all I can say about this one is if you get to the end and you haven't gone through at least three tissues, then you've got no soul. I'm sorry. This, it's dogs, you know. Between these two, it's kids and dogs, okay? So anyway, my number one on my list is a tie between Christmas with Holly and A Veteran's Christmas. Both come on, you know, July 4th week. Christmas with Holly comes on during the week, and A Veteran's Christmas comes on the weekend, okay, July 4th. All right, so that is it for this episode. Next time, I want you to tune in, because I'm going to give you my favorites, my top 10 favorites across all networks. So it's not just going to be Christmas in July, it's going to be all the networks. And of course, I don't know what's coming out this year. You know, there's always like 40 or 50 movies that come out between Lifetime, Hallmark, Netflix. You know, there's probably going to be about 40, 50 movies. So I know I'm going to have to focus the season on those movies. So I'm getting my past choices out of the way before the season comes, so that, you know, you'll have these podcasts to refer back to when you're trying to think about what you're going to watch. Okay. So next episode, my top 10 movies across all networks. That includes Hallmark, Lifetime, Up TV, Netflix, ABC. And there is actually one really surprise pick that you're probably going to be shocked about, but I cannot wait to tell you why it made my list. Okay. Thank you to my show, music producer and editor, Will B. He's created the custom music for my show, including my intro music. And he's really starting to get the hang of this editing thing. So if you need podcast support, reach out to him on IG at mancavemusic25. Until next time, remember, at Chicks on Christmas Flicks, we can never have too many Christmas movies. We can only have not enough Christmas movies. Please don't forget to subscribe and tell all of your Christmas movie loving friends about this podcast so we can share. Also, if you go to my webpage, you'll be able to email me if you have any comments, if you have, you know, any recommendations of things I haven't talked about that you think I should see, that you'd like to hear me talk about, please send me an email. All right, thank you, and we'll see you next time.